Coronavirus update. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. Another 3.2 million people applied for unemployment last week, bringing the national total to roughly 33.5 million. PNC Bank economist Gus Fauché says the job losses will continue.
Layoffs are going to remain exceedingly high in the near term until we start to see some of these restrictions on movement lifted. And obviously, that's going to take some time. It's going to happen gradually throughout the economy.
Tomorrow, the government will issue the April jobs report, and it's likely to be the worst since after World War II. Staffers at more than 60 Chicago-area nursing homes have called off a strike planned to start tomorrow after their union reached a tentative deal to increase pay to at least $15 an hour, plus bonus pay during the pandemic. The workers, certified nursing assistants, food service, and housekeeping employees were to walk at 44 facilities tomorrow, 20 more next Tuesday. I'm Tim McGuire.